Now that you understand your divinity, now that you are living your life with a kingdom mentality, now that you have a true revelation of your royalty, it's time to execute your authority as a believer. In this new series, Dr. Winston will explain why you must first be under authority before you can have authority. Why authority is God's plan to protect His people. That the same authority Jesus operated in on the earth has been given to you through His name. Why you must exercise authority in faith, and much more. Here's Pastor Winston with this dynamic teaching, The Believer's Authority.
I want to talk tonight about authority. Authority. Dr. Kenneth Hagin wrote a book about it called A Believer's Authority, and I'm just going to talk along those same lines. Because I think it's something that If you want to move in the plan of God, you're going to have to know something about authority. And if you're going to fulfill, I think, the plan of God for your life, you're going to have to understand authority. I want to read a scripture which we'll use as a backdrop as we do maybe perhaps several weeks of teaching on this. I've taught on it before, but I just sense that I need to come back to this again. I was talking to a gentleman. What happened is I got hooked up on a conference call because somebody said that they wanted to have this certain person to chat with me because he and I were teaching along the same lines. And it was so close, so, you know, and we'd never met each other. Until it's just, to this particular person who told us this, told me this, they said, I had to hook you all up together. So we did. And they put us on the phone together, and the guy began to talk about the kingdom of God, and that I had preached some of it down at a minister's conference down in Texas. And that he had just come back in town. Somebody said, hey, I want you to go to minister's conference with me. And the only time he could go was that one afternoon. So he came that one afternoon and heard me preach. I preached that one afternoon. And he said this thing just ignited a fire inside of him. And he went out there and got the book on the kingdom of God and so forth and so on. It's just amazing how two people don't know each other, but how the Holy Spirit can give them that. So he began to tell me about his, if I can call them, exploits, and how God is using him in that he's taking him all the way up inside of the UN, United Nations, and that he's been to foreign nations, been down to South America, been down preaching the kingdom of God to some of the Colombian guerrillas, some of the drug cartel, and making them turn from drugs. Now, it's something because he said the message is so powerful until when you go, he went in prisons and preached it in prison. And when he preached it in prison, it changed the whole atmosphere of the prison. Now the prisoners got converted and are making disciples of other prisoners. Now, this is all understanding authority. Because he's being used to proclaim this new kingdom government over any other government or anything that's taken place in this earth's atmosphere. And it's having to bow its knee to this superior government. But you know, it's kind of like Jesus. Remember, I mean, people, you know, talk about Jesus and Jesus and so forth. But over in the book of Acts, I think it's Acts chapter 4, this man who got healed in Acts chapter 3 or chapter 3, Jesus said, hey, it's not by our own holiness that this man get healed. He said, but it's by his name. And faith in his name has made this man whole. See? Faith in his name. In other words, you can say his name and don't have no faith in it. So no power flows. But then you can say his name and know what that name is going to do. And then miracles take place. So he would teach and preach the kingdom. And he knew that if he released it, God would manifest it, or he would confirm the word of his servant. And he had faith in it. Well, that's authority. See, that's just like I'm a general and you are a lieutenant. And I said, Lieutenant, go over there and tell them I said to not do this or to do that and so forth. Well, you're going over there to tell people that outrank you. But they're going to do what you said because you telling them I said it. Are you following what I'm saying? And because the general said it, and you using his name, they're going to obey. Now, if you come in your own name, you're just a private. I mean, or you know what I mean? You don't have it within yourself. You don't have any rank. So for you to have authority, you're going to have to be submitted to authority. And I'm seeing here that, you know, one, as you move higher in things of God, more powerful and more money or whatever have you, the more submission you're going to have to have. Because if you don't, you can get yourself hurt up there. See? And if Jesus sends you somewhere, he's the highest ranking authority in heaven and in earth. I mean, the Father has given it over to him. Now, he said, take my name and you go. And tell them to do it in my name. Man, let me tell you. Now, the way that works is you have to have faith in his name. You got to carry his name more than in your head. You got to carry it in your heart. Is it making sense to you? All right, let's read this, because it's this opening scripture here. Because what people have thought, let me just say this, is that you have to have all the power. I want to make that clear. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost, but that's Holy Ghost power. See, that's why we're talking about back to Acts. We're talking about back to Acts of the Holy Ghost. See? But the Holy Ghost is under authority. He ain't moving unless it's something that God wants done. Are you following what I'm saying? If you don't believe it, try it. So I got to stay under authority. And that's a place where we have to learn, because we come out of a rebellious world. I got to be me. You just heard the song. I got to be me. And he wants you to come in and understand his plan and operate according to his authority. Now, this is very, very key. I learned it in military. You know, I had to learn that, you know, when a man say get up at 5. Oh, come on. Is this the right bunch I'm talking to? And see, in the kingdom is not a democracy. It's a theocracy. It's one God. He rules everything. Now, he laid everything out. So I see all of that is teaching us understanding authority. And I can show you some things up here. And I'll just get into it, because I think I can paint the pictures of it better than I can sit up and talk about it. But if I'm an ambassador and I'm sent from the United States to another nation, I'm limited as to what I can say, because what I can say must be limited to what my government told me to say. And if I say something that is out of line with my government, then I'm not under authority. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. He understood authority. So think about it like this now. God tells you what to do. But go further. He tells you what to say. Because nowhere in there does he tell us to say, I'm sick. That is out from under authority. Are you following what I'm saying? Y'all with me here? Okay. All right. Let's look at this. This is Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I'll come and heal it. If the Bible says, and this is supreme authority, if he says you are forgiven, and he says that he's forgot it, why are you going to bring it up? And do you know one of the number one reasons why people cannot get healed is because they're not sure that God doesn't have a hand in making that happen. Now, you got to hear what I'm saying. God told me that. He said that's one of the biggest blocks to people's healings is condemnation. They still feel that is something that God is having a hand in punishing them. Not sure. But it's kind of interesting. Sometimes you just have to read this. He said, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy. Jesus didn't ask nothing about it. He said, I'll come and heal him. And then he said this, and the centurion answered and said, Lord, if I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. To my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed when? That self-same hour. Okay. So it's just very interesting here. He said, wait a minute, I'll come and heal him. He said, you don't have to come to the house, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Now, you see what God is doing by the Holy Ghost? He's painting a picture of the kingdom. He's giving you a natural picture that here's a centurion. He's a captain in the Roman army, and he's got soldiers under him. And he says, he said to one, go, and he goes, another come, and he come, and do this, and he do this. In other words, they do exactly what they're told under that government. Now, he is saying, oh, over here in the spirit, you got to do the same thing. See, because you're more than flesh. You got to understand that, wait a minute, you got to stay on authority. And then, and Jesus had, he marveled and said, hey, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And this man wasn't even in the synagogue, but he understood authority, which brought him into operating by faith, glory to God, in the things that Jesus had. Now, let's go to another place. Let's go to Matthew chapter 21, please. Now, I'm going to use this, that mainly as a kind of a backdrop here. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. All right, Matthew chapter 21. Now, they're busy trying to catch Jesus at his words and all kinds of things here, trying to stop him. Look at verse 23. And when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doeth thou these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said to him, well, I'm going to ask you one thing. Which if you tell me, then I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John. Whence was it? From heaven? Or was it from men? Whoa, that's a loaded question right there. All right? Let me ask you, was it from heaven or was it from men? Okay. And they, verse 25, and they reason among themselves saying, if we say from heaven, he'll say then, why didn't you believe him? Watch this. But if we say of men, then they fear the people, for all behold, John is a prophet. Okay, so now, and then verse 27, and they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said to them, well, neither will I tell you what authority I do these things. Now, notice what he was operating under. He was operating under a higher authority than man's authority. A whole different realm of authority. Are you following what I'm saying? And they saw that. They said, now where'd you get this authority from? And you have people in the church, when they come into church, one of the things we have to teach people is order. You know, we have to teach them that there is something called a benediction. And the benediction in Numbers chapter 6 is for blessing the people before they depart. But people haven't understood order, so they think it's a movie house. So we done found popcorn and everything else up in the seats. Now, my point to you is, because many times people are not submitted to that authority, they don't really get the full revelation of many times what the pastor is saying. Because they haven't looked at him as a spiritual authority that God has put there to feed them in a way that they can go out and be strengthened in whatever they're going to do. They haven't seen that. They've seen him as just another man. Oh, you know, he, oh, Bill Winston, and so forth. He just come in. He's not that. He's a man under authority. And this centurion recognized it and gave this man that honor. He was not a Jew. He was a Gentile. But he recognized authority. And he knew if that man was an authority under God, that centurion knew that he could get some benefit. He could get a blessing. He could get something from this man. Now, I'm only saying that because sometimes what people try to do is use God's word, but they're not submitted to God. Now, are you following what I'm saying? All right, let's go to James, please. And James, this is going to be a good one. See, because I'm flowing right with Sunday now. See, because if you're going to tell the devil what to do, you're going to have to be doing what you're supposed to do. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Look what it says here. And this is James chapter 4. Have you got it? Verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Watch this. Resist the devil. Come on. And he will flee from you. Now, I've heard people quote the second part of that. But very few quote the first part first. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Well, you resist him by first submitting yourself to God's word. Say amen to this. And what we got to do is we got to say, oh, wait a minute. There's an order of God here. I got to get myself in order. So, what is this world trying to do? It's trying to get you out of order. Trying to get you so that you will not respect authority. Let me show you a scripture. Turn to Amos. Now that's where you got no highlighter and no marker. Say amen. Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3. Let me know when you get there.
Amen.
All right, look at Amos chapter 3 and verse 7. You ready for it?
Yes.
Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants. Who?
The prophets.
So the first ones that are going to get the information concerning the move of God is going to be the prophets. The prophets. Now this part of my job is to get from God what direction we're going in. Now, if that be the case, you need to come here to hear where we're going. Think about it. You ain't coming just to get another sermon. Well, praise the Lord. You got to get some information as to which way you're supposed to go from here. Come on over to Romans, please. In Romans chapter 10. You got today a rebellious world. They are rebellious folks. Plain old rebellious. But I'm telling you, when this man said that he moved into those places and went back there into that place where they're making cocaine, drugs, and cartels and so forth, and made them people stand to attention by what he spoke. He said he spoke with such power that they couldn't resist it. They had converted them, and now the Supreme Court wants him to come and preach the kingdom. Folks, this is supposed to be powerful enough to stop anybody. Are you following what I'm saying? And I'm going to say something, and I'm not saying this in hatred or anything like that, but if a person got perverted desires or homosexual or something like, well, I just can't help myself. Well, you let me preach this to you, and you're going to help yourself. We can take, because I believe it can change desires. It can change chromosomes. It can change, come on, I know what I'm talking about. But what we haven't done is given God his place. Because it's God that does this. We are just the carriers of it. We're just the ones that if we proclaim it, he will manifest it. But we gotta do it in faith. There's nothing too hard for him. There's no situation. Folks, there's a level that the church should be at now that we've not been there. We're still on the defensive. We ain't on the defensive anymore. We need to take the offensive. Are you following what I'm saying? Look at Romans chapter 10. Feel the Holy Ghost myself. Must be flowing. Yeah, you got the kingdom in you. Unload it. Speak. And you know, a lot of times what we do is we try to persuade and kind of beg folk come into the kingdom. You know, really, I mean, but there's demonstrations that take place that make people want to come in. They didn't know there was any alternative down there with them drugs. They didn't know there was an alternative. They didn't know that you could take the kingdom and get all you need. Look what he said in Romans chapter 10. Have you got it? Verse 14. Well, how then shall they call on him who they've not believed? And how shall they believe on him who they've not what? Heard. And how shall they hear? How? Without a preacher. And how shall he preach? What? Except he be sent. Okay? He's got to be under authority. But how will they hear without a preacher? How will they hear without a preacher? That tells me that your preacher is valuable. Come on, he is absolutely valuable because you got to hear something. I'm saying there's a spirit out there of perversion, of trying to pervert the order of God. All right, let me see where else I was going here. Let's go over to two places. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. See, I figure this, folks. We don't have to do much. Just speak the word only. Because, see, I feel this is where Adam was in the beginning. Adam didn't have, he didn't have any toil. I believe he was acting just like the Father. He was busy speaking the stuff. And he was releasing such power. Are y'all with me? Where did I tell you to turn? All right, let's go to Matthew chapter 26, please. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Devil is a liar. Yes, he is. Have you got it? Verse 52 and 53. Then Jesus said unto him, pick up again thy sword into his place. Put up again thy sword into his place. This is one of Jesus' folks. They cut off the man's ear. For all they that take up the sword shall perish with the sword. Now, you're not talking about going to battle or going to war or being defending your family or something like that. You're not talking about that. Verse 53. Thinkest thou that I cannot now what? Pray to my who? Father. And he shall presently give me more than what? 12 legions of who?
Angels.
Man. That's authority. And all those angels are under him. And they do what he says. He said, man, I can call angels down here and tear the place up. And they'll tear it up too. You know what I'm saying? They will tear it up. You won't be able to recognize it. Y'all laughing, but I'm telling you the truth. Let's go to Hebrews again. Come on back to Hebrews chapter 13. I want to show you this first. Because I want to get just an idea of authority right in the house of God. Because when you under authority, you have authority. And authority also is God's plan to protect his people. Write that down. Authority is God's plan to protect his people. All right, look what it says here. Verse 17, are you ready? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have what? The rule over you and what? Submit yourselves. For they watch for your what? So, you know I'm up each morning praying? Praying in the Holy Ghost. And I know some of those prayers are for some folks sitting right up in here right now. I'm praying in the Spirit now. Because he said if you don't know who to pray for, what to pray for, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Because when you do, your spirit is praying. Now, I got to get up. I remember one time I was in Minnesota. God said, get up, William. I want you to pray. I looked at the watch. About 2:45. I said, Lord. He said, now, I don't say that when you ask me something. I said, all right, pray thy Lord. I got right up. Kind of interesting. He can't do it without somebody. He has delegated the authority of the earth to you. Now, whatever you allow to go on in it, he'll allow. But whatever you forbid, he'll forbid.
Amen. Amen. Right.
You have authority. Amen. Whatever you forbid to go in your house, he'll forbid it. Right. Remember when Jesus cast that devil out of that boy? And this is what he told him. Don't come in him no more. Forever. Now Jesus can go about his business. An angel is at the door of that boy's life. And no demon can come in there. That's the kind of authority you got. See, he said the things that he did, we can do too. Look at verse 7. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith do what? Follow, considering the end of their conversation. One more place. We'll stop. Let's go over to Genesis. Let's go over to chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31. Now, I'm only doing this to tell you about authority. Because I learned about it in the military. I thought I knew about authority. You would think all the whoopings I got, I knew about authority. But I didn't understand authority. I was just doing that because to keep from getting another whooping. But once you understand authority, you submit to it. It's a voluntary thing, and that's the way God wants it in the kingdom. Look at verse. Now, wait, let me just tell you what happened here. This man named Jacob came to the house, saw this woman, Rachel, saw he loved her. Barry White music started flowing. Then I just put that in myself. Take that out. And but next thing you know, he got there, fell in love with her, worked for 7 years. Father pushed the wrong daughter in there. He, you know, then he had to work for 7 more years, and then he finally got the right daughter. All right, and a lot of things I can say about that, but I won't say about it. But then, next thing that happened is now he worked for his dad, her dad. The dad has tricked him all these years, but now he's got a revelation. So he then began to prosper. Now he's going to get away, but he's got to steal away because the father really doesn't want him to leave because he's got his daughters, and but they're, you know, legally have them. But then his father wants him to stay there, all right, because obviously Jacob is getting rich. Verse 29. Now the father finally catches up with him after he's run away. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. In other words, the father has got his hand protecting Jacob. And authority will give you protection. Remember what the scripture says? Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth. Okay. So notice, turn it around. Don't honor your father and your mother. In other words, don't come under the authority. And the days get short. I'm just telling you, folks, it's a reason why things happening. Verse 30. And now, though thou wouldest need be gone, because thou sore longeth after thy father's house, yet wherefore have you stolen my gods? I don't mind you going, but why'd you have to steal my gods? Now understand, Laban was worshiping all them idols. Well, why'd you go in there in the house and steal my gods? Look at Jacob. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was what? Afraid. For I said, peradventure, thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not what? Live. Before our brethren discerned. He didn't know that Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen the gods. Verse 34. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and so forth and so on. She had hidden those gods in the camels, so forth and so on. And she sat up on the camel, which Laban didn't look up under where she was sitting, but that's where the gods were hidden. She got out from under authority. She made that decision on her own without consulting her head, her husband. Now, see, y'all might not want to hear it, but we gonna get into it. And now it's causing some problems. Now, let me ask you, is that any different from what Eve did? Okay. Now, I'm only saying, now, hear what I'm saying, because we get situations in, well, my husband, you know, he's mean and so forth. Hey, wait a minute. It says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. See, some of y'all women can't even come up with that. You need to learn it. You need to learn it. I'm telling you, you get more power in your life, you better have more authority. Because you can move out from under that authority in that high level, and you don't have to move out but a little bit. Then you will know it in your body. More power you got, the more authority you got to be under. I don't know why that led me to say that, but y'all better hear what I'm telling you, folks. See, because you got up, you up there, and you where you can say some little things, and you say a little thing, it'll do a big job. But you got to be more submitted at that point. Say amen to that. Amen. And God is taking this church to another level, whether you know it or not. You better watch your mouth. You better say things that you mean and mean things that you say. Now, I ain't just talking. I'm prophetically giving you a word. All right, turn to Genesis chapter 35. But what happened is she did that And she didn't tell her husband. And she was doing something that could affect the whole house without consulting the one that God gave her to help watch over her. And look what happened. Verse 17, and it came to pass when she had hard labor that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son when also. And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, for she died. And she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way in Ephrah, which is Bethlehem. I don't think she was supposed to die that early. I think what happened is she just stole to God. But at least tell your husband that you done stole him. Are you following what I'm saying? Because then he released words under authority. And when he released those words and he believed what he spoke was going to come to pass, it just so happened she was the one that words were released against. What's the moral to the story? Tell your husband what you're doing. No, you follow what I'm saying? Amen. Amen. Now, is that any different than what Eve did? She ate of that tree. That would affect the whole family. I know this is not a shouting message. Yes, it is. Okay. A lot of people don't like to hear about authority. You wait till we get down in it. But wait, you watch. It's going to correct you. It's going to pull you back on course. But watch, when it pulls back on course, watch how much power you're going to have. That money's going to come in there. When you say money cometh, it's going to come in. Okay, one more. Let's go to 2 Samuel. And let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Somebody say authority.
Authority.
There's nothing wrong with that, folks. There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I believe that a lot of young men need to experience some kind of boot camp, some kind of military, some. Because I'm talking about mainly the men now, because it's mainly the men that you get all huffy. You know. Well, this is a man. This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But everybody's under authority. Amen. If you know, let's keep on here. I'm feeling the metal now. And I'm a man under authority. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king was David, his father, for judgment. Then Absalom called to him and said, of what city art thou? And he said, thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. In other words, you've come with a concern and a complaint or something, but the king doesn't have anybody to hear you because everybody was coming to the king. And he had to bring them in as he had time for them. So you had a line of people waiting to see the king. Absalom said, verse 4, moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which has any suit or cause might come to me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, to bow down, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. So let's just imagine this. Here's Absalom. The king is back here. Absalom is his son. So he's got privileges in the palace. So the people line up. Absalom said, well, what do you want? Well, I want to see the king because it matters. Say, okay, well, let me take care of you. And so forth, and won the hearts of the people. Now understand, he's out of order. Got it? Now watch this. David might not have been doing everything right, but God in this case is not judging David. He's judging the one that's out of order. So I may not be perfect, meaning that I may run over a little bit. Come on, can I say amen? Can somebody? Come on, give it up now. Praise the Lord. But anyway, if you look at your life, you're not perfect. There's something in it, and you got to watch it, because now Absalom is moving out of order, trying to take over authority. And he did it for a few years. And that's the way Satan works, subtly. Pretty soon, Absalom rises up, gets the people, and comes against David. All the hearts of the people that he had stolen. And not only that, he got David's number one counselor, the one who knew David's heart, called Ahithophel. And he got Ahithophel to go with him. Now they have run David out of town. And David is the man. So now, David is in a place where David is in retreat, or he's out in exile, and he feels bad because this is his boy. This is the one that he raised. This is the one that he gave everything to. Now, I'm only telling you that the devil will use anybody he can to try to usurp authority. But then David, out on that way out in exile, up on the mountain, look at 2 Samuel chapter 15. Let's just go there. 2 Samuel chapter 15. You with me?
Yes.
Verse 31. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And watch this, one prayer. And David said, O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Make it so that same man that was giving me the exact word, now turn it upside down. Do you think God heard David's prayer? Folks, come on over to 2 Samuel chapter 15, please. Stay in your lane. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 18, please. 2 Samuel chapter 18, please. Now, this is quite a while, and David was in exile, but look what happened. Verse 9, and Absalom met the servant of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under a thick brow of the great oak, and his head got caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between heaven and earth, and the mule that was under him went away. So here is Absalom hanging by his head on a tree branch, and the horse ran out from under him. Now he's hanging there. And then verse 14, then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took three darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of who? Absalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. Absalom died. Why? He got off from under protection. Folks, I'm only teaching you this so that each one of us can evaluate our own lives. And authority is like a revelation that if you don't watch it, it'll try to slip. And no longer are you under authority, but sometimes we believe we are the authority. Are you following what I'm saying? When I say that, I mean above the law. No, none of us is. You submit yourself to God. Then you resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Let me leave you with the last scripture. Luke chapter 10, please. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 10. You remember when David went? And they tried to get him to kill Saul because Saul was after him, trying to kill him. David said, no, I ain't going to touch the Lord's servant. You'll never get me to do that. He understood something about authority. He really did. Look at verse 17. This is when Jesus sent 70 men out to do works of God and kingdom of God. In verse 17, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the who? Devils are subject to us. Keep going. Through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld who? Satan as lightning fall from where? Heaven. Behold, I give unto you power. The tread on who? Serpents, come on. Scorpions, keep going. And all the power of the enemy, keep going. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, what thing has the devil done that you don't have the power or the authority to reverse it? Not a thing. Not a thing. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then that's all we got. Give the Lord a praise for it. Jesus. Name.
For more information, please contact us at 708-697-5000 or online at www.bwm.org. You are personally invited to our Sunday worship service at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. and to our Wednesday night service at 6:30 p.m. Central Time at Living Word Christian Center. We are located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. A warm seat of welcome awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. Until next time, keep walking by faith.